Forrest Company, bonus half hour here on this Saturday. We are with you up to 11:30. Brewers and Yankees coming up right after us here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. We've got plenty of sports here on the Game Nashville Sports Network throughout the day. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Again, coming up throughout the day, mentioned Brewers and Yankees right after us here on 102.5 The Game. And as I look through, we've also got Vandy Baseball over on 94.9 The Fan, taking on Arkansas. Nashville Sounds on 94.9 The Fan this evening. Predators and Golden Knights later on tonight. And the Nashville Cats taking on the Albany Firebirds over on 93.3.
Loaded slate.
Totally
today.
Hits. So, yeah, you can find anything you might need in the sports world right here on the Game Nashville Sports Network. We were talking baseball opening weekend across the MLB.
Indeed.
Across Major League Baseball, because Jared corrected me this week that apparently, and I understand, the MLB is not grammatically correct.
It's the Major League Baseball.
So opening day across Major League Baseball.
Well, then you can't say it for that for anything.
When I was doing the midday show.
Well, you can say the National Football League or like the National Basketball Association.
MLS.
You can't say that either.
Like that. Yeah. Jared got upset, didn't get upset, but he's like, hey, man, you try to correct me. He goes, don't put the MLB in your update. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Good to know. Thank you.
He said that to me, too. Yeah. Yeah. So, Major League Baseball opening day was on Thursday. The Dodgers are 4-0 now after their two wins in Japan and now two over the Tigers. Is it the Dodgers versus everybody else to try and get their second straight title? I mean,
feels like it.
Watching that lineup last night, it's just a murderer's row. Did they have Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Teoscar Hernandez, Tommy Edman turned into prime Derek Jeter last night defensively.
The one that got away.
Yep, Cardinals did it on purpose and they got nothing from it.
And their pitching rotation also has Blake Snell, Yamamoto, Roki Sasaki.
Tyler Glasnow.
Shohei Ohtani's going to start pitching at some point again.
And they lose Walker Buehler. Oh, darn.
Right. So, and oh, they also signed like three different closers who
Yates from the Rangers,
Kirby Yates. They got Tanner Scott, who was great last year for the Marlins, and then I think the Padres after they traded for him. So the Dodgers are loaded. Do we think anybody can stop them from getting their second straight World Series?
They're the only ones that can stop them, it feels like. Yeah. Can I just say this? The New York Yankees, they're not contenders.
Overrated.
Yeah, I just,
sorry,
there's
Cliff.
Just not a ton there, right? Like
not a ton there, and what is there is hurt.
Giancarlo Stanton probably not going to play this year.
Garrett Cole,
dumb. Tommy John. Yeah, they're really like they don't have top end pitching.
Like mm-mm. They got Max Fried in the offseason.
They got Max Fried. They have Carlos Rodon. Like there's the talent there, but it's not like their rotation is elite.
Yeah.
Like the Dodgers is, and then you lose Juan Soto. Yeah, they brought in Paul Goldschmidt.
To be honest,
washed.
Coming from Cardinal fans, Paul Goldschmidt.
You can have him.
Yeah, you could have him. The hitting is not there. The fielding, though. Like,
right, he's a good first baseman.
Kind of like Nolan Arenado of last season. This season, we don't know. He had a home run opening day. We don't know. But it's just the Yankees are the name. It's the namesake. It's nothing. I mean, the fact you're allowing players to have groomed beards. I don't appreciate
I saw the.
That.
I was scrolling through TikTok yesterday. You know the roll call guy?
Oh, yeah.
I saw him pop up. I almost threw my phone across the room. I hate that guy.
Yeah, it's annoying.
He's a.
I would like to see a game at Yankee Stadium.
I got to call a football game there.
That's
bowl game. My only experience with Yankee Stadium, but it is beautiful in there. I've been to Fenway, too. I haven't been to Wrigley. That's the next one I need to,
I've been
to
there.
Cross off.
Primo.
Yeah.
Don't sit behind a pole.
I've been to one major league park in my life.
Really?
And that's Busch Stadium.
The only one you need.
You know what my favorite one is? I've probably said this before. I think this was one of our questions of the day at one point. PNC Park, Pittsburgh.
I've heard it's beautiful. I really want to go to Truist.
Yeah, I got to go there last summer and didn't get to watch any baseball being played. Sat there during a rain delay for 2 hours and then they canceled the game. But
this is what's fun about baseball here. Everyone's got a different team.
Yeah.
We don't have one locally.
So, I mean, you get a lot of Braves, you get a lot of Reds, a lot of Cardinals, Cubs.
Yeah.
But then you get the outliers like you and D-Mace, I think, is a Tigers guy.
Yeah.
And then
you got the Mets fans like T.E. And Willie Donnie.
Yeah, you got.
So, yeah, it really is like a free-for-all when it comes to MLB teams here, which is nice.
Which is.
It's refreshing.
Refreshing, but what happens when Nashville gets their MLB team? Do you leave? Do you join the Stars or whatever? Or
it's I would stay loyal.
Personally. I think I'd stay loyal too. But you got to hope that there are people who would buy in, and then
I think it's more for the next growing up. Yeah,
right.
It's the next generation.
Mm-hmm. And you would sell out that stadium just because people love a ball game. Like
I mean, this is summer,
right?
Mm-hmm.
People love going to Sounds games and. Yeah, you may not even pay attention to the baseball that's being played all the time, but it's just it's an event. The weather's beautiful. If there was a major league team in here, they would have no problem putting butts in seats, even if there aren't many diehard Nashville Stars fans or whatever.
Cardinals play, especially if they're an NL team, Cardinals would play them multiple times. I'd be here.
If the Yankees came here... And you're not if you're not a baseball fan, you see Aaron Judge. Oh, I want to see them.
Yeah, players. Right. People want to come see those players too.
You know what team will put the most butts in seats?
Dodgers. Yeah. Get Shohei.
Well, you'd have Mookie.
Mookie comes home.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That'd Mookie be awesome. Local product.
Yeah.
Overton High School.
Yes. Yeah, they mentioned
to have a
that
front row seat to watch that. That's pretty crazy.
They mentioned that on the Dodgers broadcast last night. I had to flip the Tigers broadcast. The audio was delayed by about 35 seconds. So. It's like you'd see a home run go and then wait two pitches and then you hear the call.
Yeah.
So I flipped over and they were talking about how Mookie before last season hadn't played shortstop since he was at Overton High School.
Yeah. Quick rapid fire question.
Yep. Sure.
Who has the best alternate jersey in Major League Baseball?
It used to be the Nats for me. The cherry blossoms.
The cherries.
But their new ones are not great.
It's like a blueprint.
Yeah. They said it's like supposed to represent the grid of Washington, D.C. Who else is good? I like the new Astros ones.
I do like
released.
Those.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go biased and say the Cardinals baby blues are my favorite.
Yeah. I like those.
That's tough.
I love the Phillies cream.
The
Red Sox blue and yellow ones are kind
those
of
are,
no.
They're underrated. They're underrated. People hate them, but I don't mind though. I don't think they wear those anymore though.
It works though for Boston. It works.
Right. Yeah. Cuz it's like their subway system or whatever it is.
I always like the Padres.
Yeah. The multicolored one.
Yeah,
that's
really
a good
cool.
one. I like the City Connect initiative because baseball is the traditional, like, you wear white at home, you wear gray on the road. I like having the alternates. I don't love the Tigers ones, the Motor City ones, but
I like them.
They're fine. They're not great.
That's what I thought of ours, the red.
Oh, the Lou.
They've kind of grown on me.
A little bit.
I really like them.
The hat's grown on me a little more.
I just like it's kind of traditional, you know?
Yeah.
Still got the logo, still red top, white bottom.
But it's still a little different, which is nice.
Yeah.
The Diamondbacks, like early 2000s, they had that like vest. I'm a sucker for like
the
vest.
Gray.
And then you have the stirrup with it. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. The Mariners, their City Connect is cool, like the blue and yellow. Yep. That's a good one,
I just
too.
Don't like the pants. I don't like black pants.
Yeah, that is true.
I like Brew Crew. Brew Crew is cool.
Brew Crew is cool. They do the brewskis over there, which is nice over for the sounds. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Let's quickly go to Adam in Portland on our phone line. Good morning, Adam. Thanks for calling in.
So you mentioned having your teams, and if Nashville gets a team, what are you going to do? Oh, all right, so I love the Braves, and I used to go to Turner Field, and I'll take my – I got three kids. I'll take my kids, you know, probably three or four times a year because Atlanta's an easy trip. And – it's when they won the championship, we were happy. All that being said, I would drop them immediately if Nashville got a team because I'm a Nashville guy, dude. Like, I love the Preds even when we're suffering. Same thing with the Titans even when we're suffering. I love Vandy baseball, Vandy basketball, like whatever. You give me a baseball team, dude, Braves are dead to me. I will never look back. Like, I wouldn't even wish for them to do well at that point. Like, they would be the enemy. So, no, I would drop the Braves quick.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Adam. That I think there would be a lot of people who do that because I guess for me, my teams are already like strewn all over the place. I grew up a Titans fan even though I was from Virginia. Right. So it's like I don't have the Nashville loyalty of like if a new team came here, I would immediately drop the Tigers and be their fan. But I'm sure there are a lot of people who would do that.
I'm sure. I've just never been like that. Like my uncle, for example, he grew up a Syracuse fan. They grew up in Schenectady, right outside of right in upstate New York. Mm-hmm. He's recently moved to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, right outside of Spokane, Washington. So he's flipped from being a Syracuse fan to a Gonzaga fan.
Wow.
Mm. I mean, I understand the locality and stuff like that, but I've always been a loyalty first guy. Like, once you pick a team,
you stick with it.
You stick with it no matter what. I also have the connections from the Cardinals. My grandfather was a scout for them. So
yeah,
we grew up going to games.
In your blood.
I mean, I would sit behind the Cardinals dugout and talk to Adam Wainwright when I was a little kid. He threw me a ball one time. I think some jerk stole it. But anyways, I mean, I grew up watching the Memphis Redbirds, going and watching, you know, Albert Pujols when he was a legend there. And all the guys that I grew up won that 2011 World Series.
And 2006.
And 2006. I was two, so I don't remember that one. But
I remember that. That was great. It was the first year of Busch Stadium, the new one.
Yeah.
Beat the Tigers. I was six.
Was that David Eckstein's last year in Detroit before he went to St. Louis?
No idea.
Okay.
I was six.
What was I going to say? Oh, do you think people were like this when the Titans came into town?
I'm sure there was some of that. And I would root for the Nashville team to do well as long as they're not playing the Tigers.
My dad was like that. He obviously was born in the 70s, so it was all Chicago Bears for him.
Yeah.
But he wasn't super, you know, loyal.
Right.
Then the Titans got here. He still rooted for the Bears primarily. And then the Titans started getting good with Eddie George and Steve McNair. And he was like, you know, I live here. I'll start going to more games. And then over time, gradually. So maybe that'll happen to us.
I think it depends on how loyal you are to your previous team. Like, are you a diehard fan? Because it would be tough to just drop that. And how loyal you are to Nashville as a city. So
one more thing about that. If and when Nashville gets a team and it comes to the expansion draft, whatever player is drafted to that team, that's what will kind of gravitate
that is
me.
True.
Because if it's going to be a Bryce Harper on the end of his career, I wouldn't mind it. That probably won't happen, but.
That is a good point. There would be ties from other teams of who's getting drafted in the expansion draft.
Yeah.
So
if it was Corbin Carroll, I'm cool with it.
We're a few years away from Nashville getting an MLB team if they were to get one to relocate or expand. Forrest Company, we got one more segment. We're going to make some picks. Pick the Elite Eight games and wrap up the show after this here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Final segment, Forrest Company here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Little extra today as we lead you into coverage of Brewers and Yankees coming up right after us here on 102.5 The Game. Preds later on tonight, and then over on 94.9 The Fan, Vandy Baseball, and Sounds Baseball coming up. Game two of the Sounds season against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp later on.
If you got time, go out to the ballpark.
Yeah, First Horizon Park all weekend long. And then I believe they'll be back for their first full week of games. Not this upcoming week, but
bring your families.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. Let's quickly go through our picks for the Elite Eight. Who's going to the Final Four? We'll start with Game 1 coming up just after 5 p.m. Central Time today. Florida, Texas Tech. I'm on the Gators. Everybody else on the Gators?
Gators.
Dude, Sean Mark's going to love this. He's going to appear behind me like he did last week. You weren't here.
Hilarious.
Dude, this guy, I'm in the middle of talking. This guy rolls up the window, and he's going, wow. Chomp.
That's so funny.
I was like, wow, this dude spawned in.
I think that's the game I honestly feel best about Florida beating Texas Tech. Duke, Alabama tonight. That's going to be a fun game. Can Alabama stay hot after breaking the NCAA tournament record for most three-pointers in a game? I'm going to lean no. I'm going Duke.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think the 25 threes was a one-hit wonder.
Ready for this?
Mm. Roll Tide, roll.
Wow. Blitz, bam, a blitz.
Blitz, bam. We don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide.
Nothing but the Tide.
But I think Bama can get it done, man. If they shoot the way, obviously they're not going to shoot nearly as well as they shot last game.
Yeah.
But if they have just a sliver of that and hit their shots.
Yeah, you hit 12 threes.
Hit 12, contain Cooper Flag, it's a possibility. Give me the Bammers.
Jake Wallman, are you on Alabama too or Duke?
Alabama's going to have to play defense in this one.
Yeah, and that is true.
They've shown it against St. Mary's. Did they play? They didn't play Gonzaga.
No, they played St. Mary's and
Robert Morris.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. They're definitely going to have to play defense in this one. I think Cooper Flagg and Grant Nelson should be a very fun matchup down low. This is like evil against evil right here.
Yeah. It's not really a good choice, right?
No, it's
5-4-3-2-1. Who is it?
Duke.
All right. 3 on Duke, 1 on Alabama.
I'll ride it.
Then Sunday, I know Jake Wallman's going with his Vols, but Tennessee, Houston. I'm going to go Houston. I think it's going to be a really good game. Low scoring, but I'm going to go Houston.
Houston by 12.
Wow. Whoa. By 12.
I'll go Cougs as well.
All right. We're all on the Cougs.
Keep waving. Keep waving. That's
Jake,
all right.
Jake Wallman.
Oh, we got to hurry this up.
Wants Tennessee. And then we'll wrap it up with Michigan State and Auburn. I'm going Tigers.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah. No, actually, I'll go Sparties.
Wait a minute. You said Spartans? I have them winning my bracket.
Okay, you got Michigan State.
Yeah, sorry. I got them winning my bracket. I'll go Sparties.
All right, so, quickly, Connor wants to get to our phone line. Josh is on the line wanting to talk to Kentucky basketball. Josh, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jake. Longtime listener, second time caller. Calling in today to talk about Kentucky hoops, man, and more specifically, Coach Calipari. And what an absolute sham it is that he's no longer in Kentucky. There is no shot that Calipari loses that game to Tennessee, who claims to be a basketball school. Let's be honest. Tennessee is a football school through and through. And they're just getting beat in the Sweet 16 by them. Just completely lost the identity of the program. Kentucky basketball is done. Interested to hear you guys' thoughts. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Wow.
Thank you, Josh.
Wow.
Coach Cal never should have left Lexington.
I mean, I got no response to that.
Is that our first crash out on air?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you for the call, Josh.
Great call. Thanks, Josh.
Hope you hit him straight. That'll do it for our show here on this Saturday. Coming up next, Brewers and Yankees here on the game. We got Preds coming up later, and then baseball all day on 94.9 The Fan. For Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, I'm Jake Lyman. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
See ya.